Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color. And before we begin, I'd like to apologize. We had to do some telephone line work last week, so you may have tried to call the answering machine and just got a constant ring. If you missed out on your birthday this week, give us a call and leave that little bit on the message there, and we'll get you on there next week for the prize. Excuse me. Looks like there's a frog settled in trying to live somewhere in my throat. But I think I got everything all cleared up. But as Benny Pearl would say, we're so proud to be here this morning, going out to you live and in living color here on your radio dial on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, as we come to you here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. in the morning, with a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. So, and don't forget that. And also, these shows are streamed on the Bell Isle Horizon site by date. So if you're here, remember, when you're here or hear someone tells you, we don't have them labeled, but they are on here by date, so you can find those. And I think just about everything we've ever done is on there. And, of course, we've had one or two real good shows over the years that you might want to go back and look and listen to. But with that, you know, like I said, we're glad to have everyone here with us this morning, and we'd like to thank the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program. It's through their help that we can do this show each Thursday morning, and, of course, the big help is the folks that advertise on the show, and we'll make sure that everyone tries to get out and support our local merchants. I know we've got quite a few of them around town here, and we're getting to be, I think, the boutique capital of the Upper Cumberland with them when our little stores here. So, and I know it's getting right now time for all the tourists to come through, and if you start counting them when they come through the four-way stop, we're now getting those thousands a day through here. We just got to either, you know, maybe step out in front of the road and make them stop and spend $5 when they go through heading somewhere else. Because if they did, we would have a great local economy. But then also, I want to remind the folks here that live here, don't take all your money to Walmart. Spend some of it here in Salina. So now I'll get off my soapbox here for a minute. But I do have one little announcement I want to make, and I'll probably try to announce it again. That is, this Saturday, we're going to have an introduction to the Clay County folks to pickleball. Up at the newly painted tennis court, pickleball court, we're going to have an instructor there that's going to go through the game, explain the rules of it, and we're going to do it this Saturday and the next Saturday, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock this Saturday morning and again the next one. So if you'd like to learn about this game that I think developed for some of these older folks where they used to play tennis a lot and run and do a lot, I think maybe they can kind of stand in one place with pickleball doubles, not have to run a whole lot. But we got that coming up. And, of course, we got a bunch of activities coming up. We got the local Clay County Fair coming up. I believe it begins on about June the 6th? And, is that when the beauty contest is? It's a little bit before that. That's the Saturday night before the fair. And I think that may be the same time they have the marble tournament that weekend also. But we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a minute, and we've got some lovely ladies here this morning going to talk about the beauty contest, what it's like to go to the beauty contest, and all those kinds of things. And with that, we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, we've got three young ladies here with me this morning, Ms. Lois Turner. And let's see, what's your name again? That is Miss Dorothy Forney. See, I'm bad to call people that. She was in one of the, I guess, about the first class when I started teaching, somewhere along in there. And I still tend to call them by the name they were known as then. But I'm getting a little bit better about that. And we have Malia with us this morning. Malia, now what is your, Malia?
Aaliyah,
not M, A. The one and only, right? And last year's rain, well, she's still raining first of the first. You don't get kicked out until the third. Okay. Dorothy, why don't you tell us a little bit about a little bit of the history of the contest. I mean, you just threw one out then when I asked you of a beauty contest out at Moss when the fire was out there.
Absolutely. They had them out there, too, also. But I remember the twin contest. They were my boys, and then Rhonda Bailey had her twins out there. That's the only two twins that I knew of back in the day. Of course,
first place and a runner-up.
First place and runner-up. We both won. So.
Well, you know, that is a little bit unusual to have a set of twins about the same age here in a little place like Salina.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, we could go back and we could spend hours and hours. I know I'm just a little bit older than Dorothy. I can remember back in the day when we had the fair out at Moss, out on the hillside out there.
Absolutely.
And had all
behind
kinds of
things.
Behind
the post office.
Behind the post office there. And we would load the big yellow buses up.
Absolutely.
And all of the students in Clay County would go out there for County Fair Day. And we'd have, they'd had all kinds of contests. Of course, had the carnival set up contests. Volleyball games, softball games, races, sack races, three-legged races, all those kind of things out there at the fair. Out, of course, we can't do that now since school's out, but and I do know that we also, not too many years ago, at the state fair, we loaded them big yellow buses up, And all of the students, basically from all over the state of Tennessee, they had a day assigned to them, and they would go down to Nashville to the state fair. You know, it seemed like simpler days back in those days.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Dorothy, let's talk about what's coming up a little bit.
At the fair?
Yes, and
okay.
First of all,
our kickoff is the pageant, and it's June the 3rd. And, of course, we have rehearsal and all that, and Miss Aaliyah will tell you all about that. And then we'll get on with some of the events of the fair
right.
and stuff like that. We'll let her talk about the pageant right now and some other events that she's going to be helping with and doing with, and some of the young folks are getting involved this year. So more young folks are getting involved.
Hey, you want to look at that page and just go through, and you can read all the people that have helped make this possible. These are the ones that gets their name in the flyer. Just go through there and mention all those, beginning, of course, with Miss Dorothy Burchett Forney, and then going from there. Tell us all the people there.
Well, actually, right now, I'm the director. We have Madeline West as co-director. We have Jacqueline West, Lori West, Jane Miller, Sheila Long, Lois Turner, Hannah Smith, Haley Smith, Katie Burnett, Lily Burchett, Angie Burchett, Briley Burchett, Brooke Burchett. We have a lot of Burchetts. Layla Boyce, Phyllis Boyce, and Dorothy Wales. That's on our pageant committee.
And then our officers down for the fair this year.
Yes, and then the fair association is the president is Carla Rich, vice president is Ira Forney, secretary is Courtney Trowball, and treasurer is Dennis Miller. So those
are the folks that, and then there are, I don't know,
other members,
dozens of local folks that volunteer their time to make this
Absolutely.
Thing happen. I know that these folks have their names on there, but there's a whole lot of people propping them up. And
yes, there's more people on the fair board. Of course, some of them are workers, and some of them are just gestures, whatever.
There if you need them.
There if we need them. I get it.
Okay, before we get into all this, also, what about last year's attendance?
It's great. It was great on Thursday night. We had them backed up here in town.
We haven't had a swarm like that
in a long time.
So they were backed up near across the bridge and back
down
to the other bridge.
All the way down here
other.
In town.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were down here in town.
I don't know what happened that night, but it seemed like everyone decided they would just.
Well, we had some rain outs, and so everybody was ready to. Have some fun.
And it was time again after we'd all been locked up at home for
Absolutely.
A while.
After the COVID and been locked up.
Okay. We'll in depth a little bit about the pageant. Are you going to tell us about that? Or
I'd rather her kind of tell us. She knows, you know, she's been there and done that, and she'll tell you all about it.
Okay, Aaliyah, it's your turn now.
To get these young folks involved.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yes.
You're up.
Okay. So we have 11 categories for ages. Most recently, we added the senior Clay County Beauty Pageant, which is 60+. So if you're 60+, you can now be in a beauty pageant. Our ages range from 0 to 21, and then the 60+ pageant. With a people's choice after each category. The pageants are on June 3rd. They start at 3 p.m. And rehearsal is June 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. Now, entry fees, when does all that start? I have to turn the page to find that, I think, don't you? Here, we're on the categories here, Malia. We're looking. All right, now, you said you're adding Miss Senior 60+.
Yes. So it's $20 to enter the 60+ and $10 to also enter your photo for Miss Photogenic.
And the first of the fair.
And the only requirement is you got to be 60 or older.
Yes. Only requirement.
Yes. And then the Clay County Fairs of the Fair is... and the same $10 for Miss Photogenic.
Okay. Now, let's look at all the categories down through there. We could back up there and give everyone exactly when all this starts.
Yes. So the first rehearsal and pre-registration is June 2nd, 5 to 7 p.m., and then the day of the pageant registration is 12 to 2. And then Saturday, June 3rd, we'll start at 3 with the youngest and move up.
Okay, now, are you accepting registrations already, or is it just you register that one day? Or
if you want to, you can. Most people just don't hand them in until the day before, but you can hand them in whenever.
And then from there, all the categories are set up. Dorothy, tell us about setting, getting everything ready for this.
Well, we have to start early. Of course, there's trophies to get, plaques to get, whatever. You know, we start very early. And after the pageant, in the state pageant in Nashville, we come home and start on our pageants for June. We have this big the TAL, Tennessee Association of Fairs, we go to every January.
Right.
And we take our girl down there, and she competes in the, 59 to 60 girls, other girls.
Right.
So
we're going to let her talk about that here in a minute, her experiences down there.
And all the categories we have here, of course, we have to work on all of them, the babies from 0 to 8, Tiny Angel 19 to 29, we just go on up to 16 to 21. 20, you can't be over 21 to get in the Fairest of the Fair. Now, Fairest of the Fair is the only one we take to Nashville.
So. Right, and that one has the stipulation that you must be a Clay County.
Yes.
Any of the others?
Well, no, we it's open to all
others other than that
counties.
What about the Miss 60 Plus?
The Miss 60 Plus is Clay County only.
Okay. We're looking for the best looking
older lady or whatever. Yes.
More mature and had more time to get better looking.
Absolutely, yes. Age gracefully. Yes, somewhat. And there's rules and regulations for all this, so we give every girl one of those, and they know the rules and regulations. There's a lot of them on there, and it's state regulations.
Right, right.
We go by state regulations.
Okay, now, looking down through there, at which group do the contestants actually start doing personal competing, where they've got to walk and smile and...
Well, actually, every category does that, even the little ones, but the Miss Teen and the Miss Fairest of the Fair is the main thing that we really... Really
okay, I know,
with.
You know, it's kind of hard to get an 8-month-old to walk around the stage.
Yeah, sometimes the parents will have to carry
nudge them a little
them
bit.
Out or,
okay,
them
okay,
some of them are
being
kind
serious
of difficult.
About that. You know, how does a contestant's mother, father, whoever, really prepare their entry for that?
I don't know. Mom would never be in it. Tia was in it one time, and she hated it, so she's never been in a pageant. And I've never been a pageant mom, so I got thrown into this about 20 years ago. So, you know, so I've been trying to work with it, and now I'm trying to train these girls, these young girls, to take over, because one of these days, you know, I'm not going to be around, you know. I don't look forward to that, but, you know, I want to help with it, but I want to slow down a little bit.
If you have never worked with pageant moms, you don't know what you miss.
Absolutely.
I did that in another lifetime for a few summers. It was a thing called Miss Modern Miss.
Oh, really?
And we traveled all over the United States. And
it was
a scholarship pageant.
Yeah.
And you learned that pageant moms are a special breed.
They
are
very, I'd say.
And I remember one thing. I used to always tell them, I did the sound system and stuff, and I would tell them, if your daughter starts off and she doesn't hardly get right, look over at me and I'll say, oh, excuse me, I messed up. Would you like to start again?
Well, that's okay. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're just little things that's in that, but neat experience if you've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'd say these babies is kind of, you know, some of them's crying, some of them's fidgety, some of them's very calm, some of them's asleep even, you know, when they're judged. So, you know, The judges have a hard job.
Most of them probably won't remember it.
And no, they probably won't. And we get our judges from out of town. We do not use local people for judges. We get them out of town.
Okay. Now, the I guess the two top are the beginning with, I guess, the Miss Teen.
Miss Teen, really, yes. And that kind of prepares them for the fairest of the fair.
What time is it anyway? We might all take a little break here and get working a word from the sponsors. But let's do that and come back.
All right.
We'll be right back here in a minute.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I did see something here that's underlined on this page, that if you are escorting a child, you have to be dressed a certain way, too. So we look like you're saying there that the person bringing in the youngsters can't dress in such a flashy way that might have some kind of influence on the judge. They've all got to dress alike.
Yes,
now, tell me about that just a little bit now. I mean, in the past, have you had some folks that came in and put on a real show carrying their youngin' around?
We have a little bit. What I'd call inappropriate.
Nobody paid any attention to the baby.
Probably.
Okay.
That would be now,
I guess, you know, the most important ones are the two older ones. And kind of tell us about, you know, show day, getting ready. I know the younger ones, I mean, they've got their parents there with them, and they actually put them on parade, and they take care of all
of
that.
Let me have Aaliyah speak with that.
Okay.
Because she's been through that, and she can...
Tell us what that day was like, Aaliyah.
So, for the fairest of the fair, this is the first Clay County pageant that I had done, so I can't speak for the younger group, the Miss Teen. But at least for Fairs to the Fair, we had to get up early and get everything done because we had interviews that morning. And then there was a waiting period, and after all the other pageants were done, then we were able to go out. So we were in the back room waiting. They call our number. We go do our walk. And then we go backstage again, and they call us up for questions. So the Fairs to the Fair actually has interview and questions.
Okay. Now, do you remember your questions?
Yes.
What were you asked, Ali?
I was asked what my parents had instilled in me since I was a little girl that I still remember. And I said to work hard and finish what I started and never give up.
And always smile.
Yeah, I guess.
Smile until you get lipstick in your ears.
Oh, yeah.
Now, just exactly how hard is that? Now, you walk out on the stage and you can't let down for a second, can you?
Well, I don't like talking in front of people, and I did a fairly decent job, so I could say if I could do it, anybody could do it. And I know that scares a lot of people away, the on-stage questions, but, it's 5 seconds up there. Answer honestly and with your heart, and you'll be fine. Nobody's going to judge you. You ain't going to get embarrassed. You'll be all right.
You know, and there's something there that I have always maintained that we don't have, and that is that public speaking should be taught beginning in the lower grades and working up. And I know that the 4-H folks, they do a good job with that when they have their, you know, their speaking contest and things. But I have always thought that, that public speaking should be part of the high school curriculum, because I know, I remember when starting to, post-high school, college and things, that one of the most dreaded things everybody had was that sometimes they had to take a public speaking class. And, I mean, some folks would break out in hives and just all that thing, just thinking about standing up in front of a class and speaking. And being able to express yourself is, one of the most important things in the world. I mean, people look at you and they draw conclusions pretty quick just by looking. And, if you can speak to folks, and it's one of the greatest, I guess, skills. We won't even call that a talent. That's a skill, is to be able to talk to people. And I know you have learned a whole lot about that in the past year, because that's one of your jobs this past year. Is when we had any type of function, that you spoke to people.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to say it, but honestly, I think getting out there and answering that question, in college, I've had to speak in front of 5 or 6 classes, and I've only been there for 2 years. So I think that me doing that kind of opened me up to not being afraid to talk in class or in public to the Clay County residents. So.
I'll always remember one of the speeches that I had. We had a show and tell speech in the summertime, and there were a lot of teachers that were there getting their certificates renewed and stuff in that class with us undergraduates. And of course, they were just nervous and shaky as they could be. But I always remember there was a lot of lady school teachers that were probably in their 30s, 40s, 50s, some of them. And my show and tell speech was how to change a flat tire.
Everybody needs to know that, because I've had them on the road on the interstate.
Demonstrate how to get the bumper jack out in the class. But that's something that everyone has a special skill, special knowledge that they can impart to people if they learn the correct way to do it. And I know, like I said, I think our 4-H folks have a great, great program of public speaking where they do their speeches. And I know we have had some of the folks that have won contests in that over the years in that. But I know it's helped you. But okay, now, at the pageant itself, Aaliyah, what was the most impressive thing maybe that down at that's where it is, in Murfreesboro?
It's in Murfreesboro now.
In Murfreesboro.
Yes.
Tell us about the experience of being there.
Well, I mean, you never get to sit down, really, because you get there, they have an event for you, you go, you have a blast, you get to sleep at night, and then they have another event for you. Personally, at least for the Fairs to the Fair, it was a very fun experience. It's exhausting, but it was very fun, because we had one night where we just went out and we danced, all of us Fairs to the Fairs from the different counties, and then we had an auction night And then at the very end of it, we had another dance night. And I think just meeting all the new people was probably the best part of the whole event. But it was very entertaining.
Okay, and the contest night, the night.
Oh, yeah, that night. It's not a night. It truly is a whole day. So you wake up and you do your interview. They give you a shirt that you have to wear, and you have to wear a jean, so you don't have to worry about finding an outfit for that, because everybody has to look the same, really. So you wake up that morning, you get your hair and your makeup done real early, because my interview was at 8 o'clock. And then you go and you do the interview, and then you go back to your room, and if you have time, you take a nap. And then you eat some food, and you get your hair and makeup done again, and then you're out on the floor. So for me, the time that I was on stage, I walked up, I did my walk, walked back. I say about 10 minutes, we walked out in our groups. And that was it for me, because I didn't make it to top 10.
Right.
But for the people who were in top 10, they then walk out again, and then they're crowned after their question.
Okay, and do all the contestants, you have one of those lines there where everybody's on stage at one time? Or?
See, there's a lot of counties, so
right.
They did it eight at a time. So
okay.
I was in the first group, because I was number eight in the competition, so I was in the first group at the very end. And then I know a lot of people also get freaked out about answering questions at state, so only the top 10 answer questions at state. So after they call out the top 10, or it might be the top 5, one of the two, not every contestant has to answer a question. So I know that makes a lot of people nervous.
Well, being honest, or look like you're being honest, but you apparently you had a pretty good time.
Yeah, yes, I did.
You meet any new friends?
I did. I knew quite a few of people, actually, because me playing softball and sports and stuff, I know a lot
yeah.
of people from different counties. So me and Overton County spent the majority of our time together, and then we had, of course, the dance party night, and so I got to meet a lot of other counties there, too. And we all showed off our shoes. I don't know if you know about that, but we have a shoe decorating contest for your fair. So we all got to look at that, and that was really fun.
Who won that?
I'm not sure. I know Overton County got third. I'm not sure which county actually won.
We have had first place.
Yes, we've won first place one time. Yes. Jacqueline West won it, but that was really fun, just getting to do it. So you decorate a high heel, and
yeah.
you just decorate it as your fair.
Something to relax you and make you feel like, hey, this ain't all that,
yes.
all that straight-laced and stiff stuff. Okay, I think right now I'm going to read the birthdays off, and celebrating birthdays this past period of time, Mr. Philip C. Smith turned 50, and the family called that one in. Shelva Gass, celebrating a birthday. Wilma White-Hayes, Liz and Sherman Brown, called that one in to wish her a happy birthday. Mr. Anthony Westmoreland, celebrated a birthday. Brooklyn Brandon House, Mr. Tracy Strong, Mr. William Page, all have birthdays during this period of time. But before we go to break, I am going to play one little bit of music, if I can stick my microphone over here in front of the... And we're going to listen to Mr. Cal Smith do a thing called Room at the Top of the Stairs.
Too busy to care.
An oldie but goodie. I said back in the late 60s, early 70s, by Cal Smith, it made it into the top 10, written by Miss Lola Jean Dillon. And remind everyone that August the 3rd, on a Thursday night, we're going to be doing another tribute to Lola Jean Dillon. You're at the courthouse. And we'll get lots of information about that later. Right now, let's take a little short break, or ever how long we need to, work in our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposits. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We are back here again. Ms. Leah, she's got a couple of more things before we get on to the schedules, some of the schedules of what's coming up on the fair. Go ahead, if you would, Leah, and fill everyone in on how to get in this thing.
Yeah, so kind of to wrap up this pageant thing, if you want to contact us, you can go to Facebook and find Clay County Fair. There's also a website where you can see all of the categories, times, amounts that it costs to enter, all the information that you'll need. You can contact that. And for any of the Fairs to the Fair girls who are interested, you can contact me or Madeline West. Madeline's number is 931-644-5102, or you can contact me, Aaliyah Kingery, at 931-319-0781. And we'll get you your information. And if you want to send in your application or registration early, you can always do that. And if you have any questions, contact us. Or if you need a more in-depth answer, we can always refer you to Miss Dorothy Webb or Miss Dorothy Forney or Lois Turner for more information if we can't get you what you need.
Okay. Now, how about that? Do we have an open invitation to any former that wants to come down that day and take part in this? I just wonder if you do that, if you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to contact or whatever. Just give an open invitation.
Yes. Some of the old Ferris to the Fairs will be up on stage with me helping announce, ask questions, but everybody's more than welcome to come.
Put on your Sunday best.
Yes. Yes.
And come back and strut on stage again one more time.
Yes.
We had that one time. We had them. The ones that we could get a hold of,
right,
and that would come, we had them to get up on stage and
give them their spotlight again for a few minutes.
We need to do that again.
What was it, 15 seconds of fame? Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the fair itself. When it began, some of the things going on, I know there's a full schedule. Dorothy, I guess you're probably selected to do that.
Okay, it begins June the 6th through the 10th, which is Tuesday through Saturday. Of course, we went up on our admission this year, and hopefully we're going to have a bigger and better carnival by the James gang.
How much is admission this year?
It's $5.
Oh, that's true. I'm telling you what, now, I don't know if we can afford that or not.
I know. I worry about that. I really do. Of course, we went from 2 to 3 to now we're up to 5, but we're hoping to have more rides and more things to do.
Well, hopefully. There's more reasons than that than not, you know, going anywhere from $1, which is one bill, up to $5, it involves so much more work. Because,
yes,
you know, making change for 1,000 people coming through.
Absolutely.
And They you're charging $3 to get in, they hand you a $20 bill.
Yep.
And you say, can I keep the rest for a tip?
Yes, and June the 2nd, of course, that's our first of fair rehearsal, which she already said, and then June the 3rd is our pageant day.
Is there any admission for that to come in?
It's always $5.
For that also, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the Tennessee Knucklers Marble Tournament, of course, at the Marble Yard, and on Sunday, of course, they bring their adult and youth entries to the canning, field crops, orchard, garden, photography, needlework, anything you want to bring, they'll display it for you and do. And then we also have that decorating hay bales.
Right.
For the round bales, we have that going on. That starts on Sunday. They start doing that on Sunday. And then Monday is still decorating.
You ever seen the hay bale where they've got the stuffed dummy with his head about halfway through that bale of hay where they're playing and
burying? Yes. Yeah, so we have that on Sunday and Monday, getting ready for that, decorating the hay bales. Of course, on Tuesdays, when our fair begins, or everything's going on Tuesday night, starting on Tuesday night, which is the concession stand, the commercial exhibits, farm and home exhibits, all the stuff in the area is going on.
That's something you want to make sure that folks don't miss, and that is going there inside the building.
Yes.
And that's something also, this is, you know, I usually try to enter something in there every year, and just bring, you know, if you've got something that you're proud of, you've got flowers you've grown, you've got some tobacco or corn from last year, you know, all these things, bring it. You know, let folks see. And then if you have a talent where you can do wood carving, where you do weaving, where you do painting, take pictures, I mean, all the different flowers, there's just so much in there. And I know the fair needs much, much, always more participation than that.
Yes, please.
And because, you know, like, it's a chance to show things off that you've done. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do needlework, like I said, paint, draw, wood carve.
Anything
like that. Bring it, and if there's not a category written down there, they'll find one for you.
We do have a painted rock scavenger hunt. So, you know, they do that painted rock scavenger hunt, and they hunt the rocks. They're painted rocks, and they hide them in the fairgrounds, on the fairgrounds, and they bring them in, and they get a little prize or something for that if they turn them in. I don't think we had any turned in last year. I think they all kept most of them.
Just kept the rocks.
Kept the rocks. They're painted rocks. They were pretty.
That made a nice prize there.
So on Tuesday, the senior day, that's when the senior citizens come down and do dinner and have activities going on Tuesday from 10 to 2. And then, of course, kids' night is that night. Tuesday night, kids get in free, up to 18, I guess they call kids up to 18.
Well, they're still kids.
And
you can't steal orders.
At heart, I'm still
you still can't give them orders occasionally.
Yes. And they get discounted ride armbands. And on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, that's the open ceremony.
And I think there's a big celebration scheduled for that.
Yes, we welcome everybody out that night at 5 o'clock. Please come out. And all the other stuff, the ATV and bike rodeo is on Tuesday. The dog and pet show is on Tuesday. Tricky Nicky magic show, fishing exhibit, outdoor educational exhibits, adult and youth entries. Open for viewing, so.
Okay, now how much are the armbands normally? We didn't throw that.
Well, I'm not really sure this year.
Okay.
They were 20 last year, so, and they discount them to what, 15 or 18? 15 to 18.
For the kids now.
For the kids now.
Right.
Yes. So I've not heard this year what their armbands are going to be. Of course, with the gas and the stuff,
yeah.
Who knows, you know, what everything's going up.
Miss Carla may have to come by in a few minutes sometime.
Well, that's what I said. Carla maybe should come by because she knows a lot more about the fair thing than I just kind of going over the
We read pretty good.
Yeah, we can read. Of course, Wednesday is a lot of stuff going on, too. Mainly, I don't know if we have anything in the arena that night.
That's a big rodeo.
Yeah,
and hopefully it won't rain again this year.
Oh, I hope so. We missed it last year, and then we had it later in the year. And had it later in the year.
Sometimes you hear a lot about going to goat shows, and we look like we got a goat show.
We do have a goat show. We have a lot of stuff going on. Just need to come out and visit and see what is going on. Wrestling, of course, the wrestling. It's on Wednesday night in the women's building in the entertainment center thing.
Looked like going on down through there. Open mic night there for you.
We have that.
Any performers that want to come by?
3-on-3 basketball tournament. Yeah, that's a big thing. And Aaliyah's working with that, I think.
That's Thursday night on that one, isn't it?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Looking through the highlights there. Of course, and once again, on Thursday night is discounted armbands for the kids.
Yes, Tuesday and Thursday is usually the discounted armbands and kids free getting in.
Okay, with the fishing exhibit, do you have any idea? I think they've set up a tank or something down there, I believe.
Live fish is in it.
Yeah. I'm sure they have a contest of who can cast in, things like that.
Show them how to cast, I guess.
And then it says from 6 to 9, outdoor educational exhibits. Be open for viewing, and
I think that's about it.
And then at 7 o'clock that night, looked like we got the horse show.
Mm-hmm, on Thursday.
And it looked like they're getting a bunch of fresh dirt in over there on the infield. Getting ready for the events this year. Okay, take a look there Friday night. Kind of give us a little bit of a hint what's going on Friday night.
They've moved the cow patty contest over there on the basketball court.
Have to clean that up for the 3-on-3
yeah,
one.
For the three. Well, I hope the 3-on-3 is first. And of course, there's a horse show that night, too, on Friday night.
And well, it looks like the fishing exhibit is something they're going to set up now that they're all week.
I think it
week.
Looks like it's going to be all through the
Yeah, and then looking on down through there, the horse show, and then below that is another one of the major things that we have every year, and that is the lawn and garden tractor pool.
Oh, yes.
And I know that's...
Of course, that big rodeo is on Saturday night, so that'll be a big night. That's what it was last Thursday. Last year it was the rodeo that they came to on Thursday night
right.
that we were backed up here in town. So Saturday night we're expecting a big night.
Okay, y'all looking
there? The cornhole tournament, of course, we have that.
And that, of course, that's getting to, you know, for a while, the cornhole kind of died down a little bit, but right
it's
now...
it's getting back.
If you look on the sports channels, you can't hardly look with that. There's not a cornhole
going
national
on.
Contest or something going on.
Yes, and that's true. And we have a lot of stuff going on over there, a lot of improvements going on at the fairgrounds. So Lois knows pretty much about that. She's director of the park, and she knows a lot about that, so we're going to let her speak on that.
And I did see there all day that they marketplace vendors.
That's inside the building.
Inside the building.
Inside the building.
Vendors set up in
yes,
there.
Yes.
And are they bringing like produce or anything? Just anything they want to bring?
Anything
just kind of like a barn
bring.
Sale type thing?
Yes, kind of like a barn type sale.
Lois,
so
if you'll move over close to that microphone,
so
we'll let you come in for a few minutes.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about what improvements we've done over at the park. We were given a grant of around $80,000, and with that grant money, right now we're having our floors done in the women's building in both buildings. They had never been sealed or finished or anything.
Right.
So we're getting them finished and sealed. They should have that done next week. They've been working on it for a week, and then we're going to give it 2 weeks to dry.
Right.
And it's usually dry sealed within 48 hours, so we're giving it 2 good weeks. Because there will be a lot of traffic, we're
right.
hoping, in there. Also, the livestock barn, they're going to be adding on, give it a little more square footage, do a little bit of bare stage in there, sitting area. That's coming out of the grant money. And we've installed some new... hand paper towels, automatic dispensers and stuff. I know people think that's just some little minor something, but you don't believe how much paper towels you go through when there's an event unless you have to fill them up yourself. And I've had to do it, and you run yourself ragged just trying to keep those filled up. And our arena, they're getting our arena in excellent shape. James Ashley and Chase Emerton and other people I know involved, but those two are the two people I can think of right now that have done a lot of work over there. And we want to thank our park board that has donated money, almost $6,000, for getting that in order. And the fair board, of course, they were instrumental in this. And that did not come out of the grant money. We still have a little money left over. We got some more projects that we're working on or getting ready on. We're hoping to soon get lights in it within maybe the next 2 years, adding more parking and lights, so we'll have more parking space. That was our biggest problem last year. It wasn't that we were slow at the gate. It's just that there were so many people coming through the gate finding enough parking. That is our biggest problem over there, is not having enough parking.
You know, we have, you know, it's kind of a thing where you kind of put things in one hand and another hand. We've got so much beautiful open space down there that sometimes it's scary about thinking, trying to have parking back in some of those beautiful areas, and it get rained on and get wet, and you wind up taking a whole year for the ground to reheal itself and that kind of thing. And, you know, that's always the problem when you have the beauty around where all this is at, that you don't like to do anything that's going to destroy or mess it up in any way. But then again, on the practical side, we know we've got to have lots of parking space down there if we're going to draw people in there.
And we've done some work on the ball fields, and like you said, when you have an event that big, you do have to find places for them to park. And we do try to make sure they're not on the infield.
Right.
But still, sometimes there's somebody that will drive through the infield, and it takes a lot of work to get the fields back into shape.
Look like we're going to run out of time here in a minute. You got anything else that's
no,
real pressing?
We just want to see everybody at the fair, and, of course, our kickoff is the pageant on June the 3rd, and we'd like to see everybody there.
All right, and hopefully
please come out.
Get the big turnout for the beginning with that, and, of course, the marbles tournament's going on, and this is a big week, and it's our I guess our biggest week up until the first weekend in August this year. You know, we do now, we have combined forces there. We're now, it's no longer homecoming days or museum days. It is Clay County Heritage Day, and this year the heritage thing we're going to be celebrating is one thing, the 150th birthday of the courthouse. Got a lot of things going on now. And if you got married in this courthouse, the couple that comes from the farthest away back to Salina that Saturday will receive a tremendous prize.
Wow.
And anyone, if you have a story, people here in Clay County or anywhere, anytime, if you've got a story about getting married here in this courthouse, get that to us. We're going to try to compile a whole bunch of it because there are some of the neatest stories in the world. I know we had a story once where the county official that was marrying the folks looked at the young man and said, "You look a little nervous. Do you need something to calm your nerves down?" So he opened his desk drawer and one thing. You got one more thing over there?
Right quick. We didn't elaborate a whole lot, but the cow patty contest is with the fair this year. It is on Friday night at 7:30 p.m., and we want everybody to remember that because it's always been a good crowd pleaser. And if you've never been to one, well, you need to come see it. It's something that's totally different.
Is it going to be in a place now where you don't have to clean up and just let the fertilizer take over? Or?
No.
Well, it's going to be on the new ball basketball court. So
we're
going to
have to clean up anyway. With that, look like Philip C. Smith has won the birthday prize today, so come over by the chamber and pick that up. And with that, I guess it's time we say, you know, good. We've had a great day today. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. Hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. Tune in at 6 o'clock tonight for the rebroadcast and check for the streaming of this show on Del Hall Horizon website. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.